You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Well, one of the latest trends in beauty is skincare. Many women and men are buying creams, even serums, to get the best skin possible. But did you know that what you eat also can have a positive impact on your skin? So one plastic surgeon says that changing your diet can keep you looking young and fresh. He joins us now live. Dr. Stephen Davis is a local board certified plastic surgeon. Good morning and thanks for joining us today.
Good morning. Good morning, Demetria. Hi.
So, we often hear the phrase, you are what you eat. So tell us how our diet can actually have an effect on our skin, both good and bad.
Well, you know, as a plastic surgeon, you know, I've been operating for a very long time now. And when I sit down with my patients, you know, over the years, I really said, you know, what could you do to try to help the overall results that I'm trying to get for you? Because, you know, as plastic surgeons, we're trying to get the most incredible results for the patients all the time. So what we decided to do was to really sit down and instead of just giving out vitamins and supplements and things like that, what if we could tell you about certain foods that you could just add to your diet and certain foods that you could take away from your diet to try to not only enhance the results that I'm going to give you, but what about protecting the investment for what you just spent on this incredible, you know, cosmetic plastic surgery. So that's where we started to come up with the foods that, you know, again, it's not that difficult to really add a few of these to the meals and to also subtract some of these that are not so great for you. And again, with everything that everyone's going through with COVID-19, it's also a great thing to think about trying to stay as healthy for your immune system as possible. And when we go over some of these foods, they do have an incredible result in just maintaining your immune system and to be able to fight off any of viruses and other types of things that may be coming down the pike.
I love that. They have so many different benefits and it's such an easy thing to do. So I do want to get to these foods because you call them the wrinkle records. And they're right here, the foods to stay away from. You say butter, whole milk, margarine, red meat or processed meat, potatoes, sugar, and soft drinks. So why is it so important for us to stay away from those?
If you were going to clump all these things together and say, why are these things bad? Here's the real issue. The issue is that a lot of these sugary type foods, a lot of these buttery or processed meats are breaking down our system in not being able to let us do our normal repair of our skin cells. Because every day as we're getting older, our cells are turning over. And if we can get these cells to turn over in a healthy manner, you're gonna look more healthy and younger. The word free radicals is probably something that a lot of people have heard. It's not a good thing because free radicals are something that kind of scramble around in your system and start tearing apart actually healthy organs. And let's not forget that one of the biggest organs in the body, if not the biggest, is the skin. Mm-hmm. So when we're talking about wrinkles and things like that, we want to make sure that we're fortifying that organ as best as possible. And one of the best things that we could do is to try to eliminate things like a sugary substance that really is going to impact the cell itself and break down the cell wall in such a way that you don't really look as moisturized. You're not going to make your skin look as healthy as it could be. And let's be honest, when we're doing facelifts, when we're doing tummy tucks, when we're doing things where we're actually purposely trying to get that skin to be tighter and more youthful, we want to feed this as best as we can so that it looks so juicy and healthy. So those are really the concepts there.
I love that, but Dr. Davis, those are all of my favorite foods that were listed in there. So that hurt my heart a little bit.
You don't have to completely eliminate them. The concept, and that's the reason why I think it makes so much sense. Mm-hmm. Because if you had that list of what's good, and we can go over those too, and what's bad, you just have to try to get more to the good side than to the bad side. And I think you can really start to notice how much healthier you not only feel, but you actually are doing something to help the way you're going to look.
Exactly. Well, Dr. Davis, we are short on time. Where can people go for more information to find out about those good foods that can help your skin?
It's Davis CPS, DavisCosmeticPlasticSurgery.com. And it was really great talking to you today, especially on Inauguration Day.
It was great talking to you too today. Well, you have a good one, okay?
Bye-bye.
Well, coming up, Kyrie Stewart.
Thank you for listening to The Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.